listener-supported public radio from Kirkwood Community College. We're Jazz 88.3 KCCK, Cedar Rapids, and Iowa City. I'm Dennis Green with another one of our guest DJ hours, where we bring in students from area high school jazz bands, invite them to choose an hour of music on KCCK, and then talk about why they chose those songs and hear a little bit about jazz band at their school. Of course, I just said we bring students in, and that's how we used to do it. But we haven't. This is our second year of doing these via Zoom. So joining me from their own homes are Katie and Emily from the Jefferson High School Jazz Ensemble. I will lead off by asking you to introduce yourself. Tell me what year in school you are and what instrument you play in band. Katie, you're at the top of my screen, so you can go first.
All right. I'm Katie Yokanovich, and I'm a senior at Jefferson High School, and I play the vibes.
I'm Emily. I'm also a senior at Jefferson High School, and I play the tenor saxophone.
And Emily is Emily Faltz, since you didn't say your last name. I have to put that in there for Grandma and Grandpa and Mom and Dad, who may be listening and will hear it, just so they know. Thank you both for joining me. You've put together a great list of music. And why don't we get started? Let's just get right to it. What you've done with your list is not so much, but pick songs that were your band's favorite songs. So, Emily, explain that to me.
Okay, so with COVID, during our jazz band rehearsals, we always have to take a 30-minute break in between. Like, we have to divide up our rehearsal. And so in that 30-minute break, we'll have members of the jazz band play some of their favorite jazz pieces. So all of the songs that we chose for this hour are songs that people chose to play for the band.
We're going to lead off with the James Brown version of The Chicken, great funk tune. Emily, where did this come from?
So we actually played this song my sophomore year in our jazz band, and it's been like a favorite of everyone's. I think every year since we've played it, it's been requested to like play it over and over again.
That may have been your Corridor Jazz Project song even when you were a sophomore. I know that's been in the Jefferson playlist at some point. It's a favorite of everybody's. I'll also tell you, it's a very highly rated song in Corridor Jazz guest DJs because it shows up in our guest DJ hours a lot. But this is not a version that I've heard for a while, so this is exciting. We're going to hear it by James Brown.
On Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
In the Jefferson High School Jazz Hour.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jazz from Kirkwood Community College. Jazz 88.3 KCCK with Katie Okanovich.
And Emily Fultz from the Jefferson Jazz Ensemble.
Take five from the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Emily, whose choice is that in the band room when it's time to listen to music?
That was Austin Deal's favorite. He plays trombone.
Hanging out with Emily and Katie from the Jefferson Jazz Ensemble. Before we play our next song, tell me a little bit about how band has gone at Jefferson this year in the era of COVID. You talked about having to let your room rest and using that time to play songs for each other that you kind of liked. Obviously, you're doing masks and social distancing and all of that. Rather than talk about what didn't happen, what are some things that did happen? What did you get to do? Did you get to march a little bit? And what about your jazz band activities? Emily, you start.
Yeah, we got to have a little bit of a marching band this year. And in jazz band, we've at least had a few opportunities to perform, like the corridor jazz recording, and we had a concert as well.
Did you have to do some special seating or limit audience for the concert?
Yeah. I think each person was allowed 4 people, and we had to have our concert in the gym, so there was enough space that everybody could be socially distanced and safe.
Katie, was practice a challenge with not only shorter time spans, but I'm sure that there were times when you didn't have a whole band and trying to get things done with a less than full ensemble?
As for a concert band, we normally would have rehearsals once a week. And for jazz band, we have them every Tuesday night. And with spring sports and everything, we don't have them as regularly as we used to.
Do you do more practicing on your own because you're getting less practice in class time?
Yeah, it's sort of expected to have your music up to par when you come in for practices, since we don't have as much time all together, so that it sounds better and we can get it where we want it to be by the concerts that we have.
We're playing songs from the Jefferson Jazz Ensemble students today on KCCK. And these are songs that kind of the whole band has picked out, not just the students that are with us right now. I'm going to take a wild guess and suggest perhaps that Bobby Hutcherson, that might be one of yours, Katie?
Yeah, I picked this one out because he plays jazz marimba and jazz vibes, and that's what I play. I feel like he plays it with like a lighter touch, and it has a brighter sound than what I hear most of the time.
This is Bobby Hutcherson and Montara.
On Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
And the Jefferson High School Jazz Hour. Thank you. Cheers and All That Jazz.
And us, Katie Okanovich
and Emily Fultz
from Jefferson High School.
Dizzy Gillespie there at the absolute height of his powers. Whose pick is that from the Jefferson Jazz Ensemble?
That was one we actually played last year that was a fan favorite of everyone's. And I think Dizzy Gillespie's version of that one is, yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, there's so much going on there and those extended conga solos. It was Dizzy Gillespie in jazz history. He was the first American musician to bring Cuban musicians to the United States and in the process kind of invented Latin jazz as we know it today. And there, boy, there's an example on Juan Tizol's Caravan. Hanging out with Emily and Katie from the Jefferson Jazz Ensemble today. We're going to continue in the Ellington Songbook in just a minute. Emily and Katie, you're both seniors, so this is that time where I have to ask you the question that every senior gets asked. I suppose it's asked slightly less in the COVID era because you see fewer people. But tell me what you're going to be doing next year. Katie, would you start?
I'll be going to Kirkwood next year, and I will be doing stuff in music. I'm not quite sure what yet, though.
Well, Mr. Perea, of course, I'm sure you've had a chance to meet him, and he's got to be excited to get a vibes player coming into the band. I'm sure he can just hardly wait.
Yeah, he actually once instructed our percussion drum line at one point, so I have met him through that as well.
Well, you'll really have a great time in Kirkwood Band. They have fun, and they play really, really well. It's a great organization. Emily, what are you going to be up to?
I'm headed to the University of Iowa, and I'm studying medicine as a pre-physician's assistant major, but band is a really important part of my life, and so I'm hoping to continue that there.
Plenty of opportunity for non-majors to play in band at the University of Iowa. Let's continue with the music, and we've got Duke Ellington and Take the A Train up next. Katie, you want to tell us about this song?
It was suggested by Adam Schwarzendruber, and he plays the trombone.
All right, Adam. Here is Take the A-Train.
On Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
From the Jefferson Jazz Ensemble. Thank you. Iowa's Jazz Station 88.3 KCCK and the Jefferson Jazz Hour.
With your awesome hosts,
Emily Foltz
and Katie Yokanovich.
Another favorite from the Jefferson Jazz Band room there, Chuck Mangione, who is responsible for Mangione.
Ben Gowdy, one of our trumpet players.
No surprise there, I guess, that he would pick one of the biggest jazz trumpet pop hits. That's just about the last time that a instrumental jazz song was a big popular hit was Feel So Good many years ago. And that is also one that's been very popular on the guest DJ shows this year. This is, I think, the second time that that's popped up. So I guess getting a little bit of a second life. Up next is John Coltrane. We've got time for a couple more songs before our hour is up. Next up is Giant Steps from John Coltrane, but not your pick. Hi, Emily, not your suggestion from the band?
It was actually suggested by one of our trombone players, Jacob Baronic, but I'm obviously very inspired by John Coltrane, and it's one of my favorite pieces of his.
Well, it just goes to show even a trombonist shows good taste every now and again, huh?
Yeah.
What do you get out of the Church of Coltrane?
I think his tone is really, really nice. And I guess specifically relating to Giant Steps, like how cleanly and smoothly he moves his fingers at such a fast pace, I guess.
Well, I will say now that your Corridor Jazz song, it's a Duke Ellington song and a really good one, but features Emily on the sax, and I think you've learned a lot about tone. You're right in the pocket on that, so well done.
Thank you.
Let's hear Giant Steps from John Coltrane.
On Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
And the Jefferson High School Jazz Hour.
Thank you.
All that jazz from Kirkwood Community College. Jazz 88.3 KCCK with Katie Okanovich.
And Emily Fultz from the Jefferson Jazz Ensemble.
John Coltrane there as we come to the end of our hour. Got time for one more song that we're going to play in just a minute. But Katie and Emily, it's been great spending this time with you and getting to hear some of your favorite songs and favorite songs from the Jefferson Jazz Band. You can go back and tell the band they have excellent tastes. Before we play our last song, you're both seniors, so leaving Jefferson behind after graduation. So reflect just for a minute about a memory of band or music from Jefferson that you're going to take with you that made an impact and you're going to remember in the years to come.
The memory that comes to mind is one from show choir band. Both of us are in show choir band. And at one of the competitions, they left like a inflatable Nemo in one of our rooms. And so Nemo became like a symbol of our show choir band. And so that, I guess, Nemo as a symbol is kind of very impactful for me.
The Xavier Jazz Band has a pineapple that they got, and it's been like 10 years and they are still carrying pineapples around. So this could be the start of something big.
Yeah.
The Nemo fish
can go everywhere with us.
Katie, how about you?
Well, mine was obviously Nemo is probably my most memorable thing from band, but I also have a story about doing a marching band performance, and I found a bug. It was a katydid, and my name's Katie, so I named it Did, and we were Katie and Did, and he stayed on my drum the whole performance. And I kept him, and he was in my house for a while until he died, but that's okay. It was expected.
I just knew that this story was not going to have a happy ending. I'll bet your mom was not enthused about your pet bug.
She was a little happy when he died, but we still have to have a funeral for him.
You have to wait until, you know, COVID restrictions are lifted, because I'm sure the entire band will want to be there.
Obviously, they wouldn't want to miss it.
This has been great fun. Thank you both again for participating and picking the music and doing such a great job as our guest DJs. And I want to wish you the best of luck as you graduate and into next year. Katie, I will look forward to getting to see you at Kirkwood and hear you play in the band and take part in all Kirkwood activities. And Emily, good luck at the University of Iowa.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks again to both of you for being here. Katie Yukonovich, thanks for being a guest DJ.
Thank you for having me.
And Emily Fultz, thank you for participating in our guest DJ hour.
It's been a pleasure.
The final song is from the Tsuyoshi Yamamoto Trio. When we mentioned this title, Katie, I think you said, oh, this is my favorite.
I play piano as well, so I enjoy hearing this sort of slower jazz on piano.
Well, I'm going to let you take it out by introducing the song, Katie.
It was suggested by Maylin, and she is our pianist. So here's Tsuyoshi Yamamoto
on Jazz 88.3 KCCK
and the Jefferson High School Jazz Hour.
Thank you. それでは。